This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be getting rough, child.
Maybe your country a better place. Maybe so you can share what you've learned. Maybe so you can be a mentor to proteges. Well, if we don't have free speech, how are we going to make anything better? How are you going to control your own destiny? How are you going to make it a living? It's just something to think about. And when we allow the elite, the establishment, whatever you want to call them, to sway public opinion and hold on to the narrative by all means necessary, especially with group identity politics. And they say we need to divide and conquer, again, a subset of political correctness. We need to stand for principle at this point. And I have three criteria that I try to mention every show that I'm on. And that is, first, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. This isn't a Hollywood movie where only 2% has to be based on truth. When I mean truth, I mean you have to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. And you have to do it to your best ability. But you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for saying the truth versus wanting to be liked by blowing smoke up people's ass and telling certain people, certain groups, what they want to hear. And third, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. In other words, if they do it, you do it. The simple version. So when they use group identity politics, which has been their home run pitch for a long time now, for years, and they use media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, et cetera, Hegelian dialectic. And I think most of this audience knows that Hegel was a 19th century German philosopher who was basically labeled as an imperial con artist. So when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, we don't breed synergy. The elite basically foment hate and destruction, chaos and infighting, because we're degrading all these people and disrespecting them because we're saying, or the elite are saying, that you can't compete, that your job is, you're suboptimal, your work. They're insulting your work ethic, your ability, and their intelligence by saying we need to lower the bars of standards and expectations for this job. Well, never in history, ever, I'm using a term of absolutism, do you empower a nation, a group, or an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Ever. So, why are they doing this? They're not doing it for equality, fairness, tolerance, accountability, prosperity, inclusiveness. Well, maybe inclusiveness because everybody's getting poor at the same pace. Definitely not for humanity or democracy. They're doing this so they can make the populace submissive. They want to break your will. They want to be able to call your names like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, all these words that you've heard me say even earlier in the show and throughout the years. Again, they're buzzwords. All hijacked by definition to make the people submissive, to break your will. And that's why they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize anybody who shines light on this. That's why they use the mainstream media to use satire and banter for late-night shows. And that's why all the fake news are bought and paid for. All the mediums in the mainstream media are bought and paid for. All the talking heads. Not for the purpose of, again, fairness, equality, prosperity. That's why I use data and statistics and show the numbers so you can, in your mind, put it on a graph that shows how the bottom 93% is losing ground. The middle class is losing ground, big time. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, not only do you destroy America from within, not only do you reward mediocrity, not only do you turn your country into the law of diminishing returns, but words like opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation has left the building for the little guy. It's over. And this is why we need to stick together as a people, which has nothing to do with the groups that the elite want to put us in by skin pigmentation shade or gender or sexual orientation or ideology or generation. Because their job is to make sure that they create chaos and infighting. And that's how a divide and conquer strategy works. Now, I want to share some examples of how lowering the bars of standards and expectations on the job has metastasized like a cancer to the American culture, traditions, and heritage. Not in any particular order, just some stuff that some notes that I wrote down. Look at the bought and paid for media. Look at Facebook. They've literally been caught protecting child porn scandals. They say they keep hunt, kill all whites. They say they declare it's not hate speech. While Zuckerberg, who happens to be white, called everybody dumb effers. But none of the people on the left, because they're getting funded by these rich people, especially in big tech and the big corporate oligarchies, they don't call the Zuckerbergs or the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or the Zuckers or the Gates or the Buffets. They don't call them names because they get a lot of money from these people. Well, if you're going to say all whites are bad, why don't you say all whites are bad and name these people and have the guts to do it? But they don't. And how about the Huffington Post defending articles where authors don't exist? The word two, T-O-O, they say is sexist. See, remember, folks, all messages have to be sanctioned. That means they have to be approved from the elites. It's up to us, the people, to hold the narrative. CNN said the term hard worker is racist. Well, if hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter for a job, and it's only based on what group you're in, how do you control your own destiny? How do you separate yourself from the masses? Why go to college and come out of debt and miss out on time leverage and on establishing equity, like a home, and be forced to rent? Why do it? Why listen to this program? Why communicate and speak? Think about that. The mainstream media in general, they put out thousands of hoax sites with completely fake news, misleading information, and 50 versions of the same story. How many times do you go from one station to the other, and they're saying the same thing, the same narrative? Don't you think they're owned by the same people, especially when only five or six companies own everything? How about GMOs, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics in our foods? How about the vaccine situation? How about wars, geoengineering, pedophilia, fluoride and chlorine plus 200 other chemicals in our water? You don't think this has been a lowering the bars of standards and expectations. Now, when the mainstream media says stuff, I don't think anybody believes them. Last poll I read, it was like 6% or 9% believability. It's kind of like going into a grocery store. They say a few things that's true, and the rest is propaganda to make people think a certain way. But just think about it. They hope we have short memories. Look at Twitter and Facebook and the censorship and propaganda they're doing, run by China. That includes Google and Apple, who are positioned in China. Is that treason? Is that espionage? Is that sedition? You be the judge. How about ABC News? Remember when Brian Ross sent markets spiraling down in a false report? How about CNN falsely reporting candidate Trump had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks? How about when Time falsely reported that President Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office? Do you remember when CNN falsely edited video to appear that President Trump overfed fish with the Japanese prime minister? Or how about the time when CNN falsely reported that Anthony Scaramucci, the meeting with the Russian, and three CNN employees resigned over a fake story? How about Newsweek falsely reporting that the Polish First Lady did not shake President Trump's hand? And the next day there was proof on the new media, what they like to call the alternative media. How about CNN lying to President Trump or about President Trump and the FBI James Comey story? You know, the list is so long, it speaks for itself. Now, I do talk about illegals and immigration because people are missing out on the facts. I mentioned earlier in the show how the illegals, dead people are voting, multiple people are voting across state lines, but yet you hear all this Russia, Russia, Russia election interference, but the Democrats don't want voter ID laws. See, this goes back to hypocrisy, double standards, and why we need practice what you preach laws. Now, I have nothing against anybody who comes from a different country. My mom came from the Ukraine portion of Russia, but she came here legally. But this whole theme, this whole narrative about immigration is to foment hate, to create race wars. Again, divide and conquer strategy. But I'm going to share some facts with you. There's no one I know that's anti-immigration. All people are saying, including President Trump, is that they need to be vetted. What's wrong with vetting somebody? When you get a job, hopefully they hire you for your qualifications. At least they used to in America. Now it's by what group you come from. But why can't we use vetting? Anybody with common sense and logic is saying this. I'll talk more in detail after the break, folks.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And as usual, I am definitely not going to get you all the talking points that I wanted to discuss today, which I never do. But I'm going to give it my best shot, and I'm going to keep rolling here to hopefully give you as much information as possible, because I feel obligated to do that while on the air and not do small talk. I feel it's absolutely necessary to talk about things that are outside the box and that the mainstream media does not want you to know. So that being said, I was talking about immigration, and I'm talking about, for those of you who might have just tuned in, I'm talking about how when you lower the bars and standards and expectations for a job, how this is metastasized like a cancer into all aspects of American culture, traditions, and heritage. So I'm going to keep talking about it, and I kind of delved into immigration. I want to talk about some objective facts here. Again, I don't know anybody who's illegal, who is anti-immigration as long as it's legal. My mom was one of them. But people need to know some of the facts, because this is all meant, the discussion of it, to foment hate, to create race wars, to divide the American people. And I want you to think, when I go through some of these objective facts, how this affects the poor and middle class. And I think I made it very clear when I was talking about Nancy Pelosi and a lot of these elite people whether it be athletes, politicians, bankers, actresses, actors, any type of celebrity, they're usually living with behind walls or fences or have armed security guards. So we can't allow these, again, double standards and hypocrisies to go unmentioned, and this is why we need to have practice what you preach laws. But overnight, we have over 900,000 convicted illegal felons roaming the streets right now. Over 4,300 Americans killed by illegal alien criminals every year. Who gets killed? The same people who fight our wars. The poor and the middle class, the bottom 93%. We have much more crimes committed against the poor and middle class than the super wealthy. How about your car insurance bill, your public education bill, your health care bill? And the cost shifting occurs because illegal immigrants can literally walk into an ER and get care where you can't because your bill is going to be astronomical. And I want you to listen to this quote, America. And I know a lot of the Western world listens to this as well. But here's the quote, and I quote, "We are sending a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay." Hillary Clinton said that. Hillary Clinton. See, they want us to be dumbed down. Again, distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. They want us to have no memories. Well, I write a lot of this stuff down, and I still call myself, for those of you who have heard me over the years, I call myself an ordinary, average Joe, non-hyphenated American. And I do that because it's true. So as we surrender our jobs, especially to robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, which is going to take away millions of jobs, the Congressional Budget Office says 1 in 5 illegal aliens will go on food stamps if Congress approves programs like DACA amnesty. Non-citizens, federal government facts, account for 22%, more than one-fifth of all federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, 29% of drug trafficking, and 72% of convictions for drug possession paid for by the American taxpayer. This is federal government statistics. So you have to believe these statistics have already been skewed. Because you know what statistics mean. Most books are cooked today for the benefit of the elite. And these are federal government facts. Basically, the American people are broke. 80% are living paycheck to paycheck. This has nothing to do with skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, religion, nothing. It's a fact that we are unable take in people who are unvetted with no skill set. That's the bottom line. And hopefully these facts prove that point. We'll be right back, folks.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day on the street, at least so far, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by as much as 500 points since the opening bell. The NASDAQ down over 140. Outside the White House, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this isn't anything new and it's tied to the upcoming midterm elections.
The so-called correction, and I've said before, as you know, these things come and go. That correction has to overcome the uncertainty about this election.
The president of Turkey says Saudi Arabia planned the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shortly before he was killed on October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president says the suspects should be tried there. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Welcome back, folks, to USAPrepares.com. This is Rich Sheepman from OffGridMontana.com sitting in for Vincent Benelli today. And what we're talking about is, at this point in time, is when you lower the bars and standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, what has happened with ignorance, apathy, and indifference? for every part of American life. And I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to use objective facts. I'm trying to use government statistics. And I want you to interpret what I'm saying, not for the fact of dividing the people, but to wake the people up. You know, when I talked about earlier how the same people who wanted to be basically a proponent of everybody in the world having as much sex as they want, as long as it's not heterosexual sex. Well, I'll guarantee you, I've had this conversation with many, many people, whether I've given a talk or a radio show, in a green room, and you know, in a restaurant. 99% of the people feel the same way. They don't really care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, transsexual. What most people really care about is you go behind closed doors, you close the door, you do your thing, and you don't have to talk about it, and especially you don't have to ask for some type of victim group status and lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job versus protectionist group status. And this is what we're talking about, how this is metastasized like a cancer throughout society. Nobody really cares what you do, as long as you don't shove it down people's throats. And I don't mean that as a metaphor. Please don't take it that way. I mean it as people care about adult mutual consensual sex. That's it. Mutual consensual sex. No pedophilia. Mutual consensual sex. It's quite simple. It's not rocket science. So I'm going to go back to some of the things I have on my list regarding how this has lowered the bars of standards and expectations in America. How about free health care? Pick your own doctor. Remember that? Remember Hillary and Brian Williams getting shot at in helicopters? See, when you transition to a society where the emperor has no clothes and people are afraid to speak up, we embolden the ruling class where they can say anything and do anything without fear of rule of law. How about, Trump is such a racist that Jesse Jackson gave him an award for helping minorities with the lowest black Hispanic unemployment ever. And Obama doubled black unemployment for the purpose of creating more division, hate, and divide and conquer strategy. Google, Twitter, Facebook, censoring, surveillance. We're truly living in a 1984 Twilight Zone episodes. How about no savings? This is for the bottom 93% as well. More debt, less credit. I've talked about the yield curve in many, many, many different episodes with lots of specificity. I mentioned it briefly today. Less freedom, more bureaucracy, more violence, more brainwashing, more militarized fascists, lawlessness, corruption, untrustworthy, basically divisive warmongers holding the microphones. We have no burden of proof. It all depends on what group you're in. So the powers that be are creating the problems as well as the reactions and the solutions. Due process. As people who are wondering if we even have due process anymore. Detaining people indefinitely. No citizen rights for the little guy. No restitution of the law, mass surveillance and censorship, secret wars, secret society, secret courts, pedophilia running rampant. No accountability for elite groups, for elite individuals. Power corrupts. I cannot mention practice with your priest laws enough. How can a self-serving Congress represent the people, 93% of the people, when they voted full pensions after one term for themselves? With overuse of eminent domain, let's talk to the Bundys and the Hammonds about that. Giving away billions of dollars for personal gain and campaign contribution. Lobbyists, special interests, PACs, government grants. This supersedes all free markets and supply and demand. Pork barrel spending, police state militarized, FBI, CIA, NSA, all of our intelligence agencies, which has been in the news a lot lately, being owned by the highest bidder. How about antitrust monopolies that are too big to fail and too big to jail, corporate America, like Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the mainstream media, all owned and influenced by China and elite narratives to distract them down and divide the American people and feather their own nest? How about three times the leverage of stock market risk compared to 2009 with the highest margin debt ever? No problem there. So the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law is under assault. Sanctuary cities, gun-free zones, highest murder rates in gun-free zones. 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. These are statistics, folks. I'm not making this up. I'm just jarring memories here, especially with an election coming down the pike. Wages down, money velocity down, savings down, transgender males competing in girls' sports, games like tag and dodgeball being banned because it's too physical or dangerous, participation trophies. Condoleezza Rice worried that women are turning into snowflakes and infants with marches and Me Too movements, and that men no longer want to be around them. An Oakland mayor helping illegals convicted of sex crimes in evading ICE. Again, adult mutual consensual sex. How about things that are racist? Bulletproof glass, trees on a golf course, yoga, Disney movies. I'm not making this up, people. These are things that I have gleaned over the last few years of what the mainstream media has called racist. It should be a satirical portion of this show, really. Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, but you can call Ivanka the C word. The C word. Milk. Whites don't have enough lactose intolerant, and it's racist. Science, because black magic can't be explained by students in South Africa. Math is racist. Camouflage is racist. Lucky Charms cereal is racist. Here's one of my personal favorites. Expecting people to show up on time for commerce. How the hell can you run a business if you can hire somebody who's a hyphenated American because they can't show up on time? And saying you're not racist is racist. We have actually dialed down into stupid. And for those of you who believe in the American dream, goals, controlling your own destiny, living a life interrupted, being happy, for those of you who think that being a hyphenated American, you should vote a certain way, there's nothing more insulting and degrading to your ability and your work ethic than saying you need to vote a certain way. Please listen to Dr. Ben Carson, Candace Owens, Justice Thomas, Diamond and Silk, Brandon Tatum, Alveda King. I think we all remember that Margaret Singer, who was a Democrat, is in video, audio, and transcript, used Planned Parenthood to control the black population. I'm sure we all remember that Obama doubled black unemployment. You know, we have to go back to reality. We have to use objective facts. We have to remember that the Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves. The Democrats voted against it. The KKK was basically instituted by the Democrat Party. Hillary Clinton's mentor, Senator Byrd, was in the hierarchy of the KKK. We have to go back and read history. How about Loretta Lynch? Remember Obama DOJ met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac? She said, quote, "We need more marches, blood, and death on the streets." Now, if that's not an admission to a divide-and-conquer strategy, I don't know what is. First grader taught gender, sexual identity, and how to choose which sexual stuff to do in public government schools. How about the number one cause of death under 50 is drug overdose? You think we're increasing our standards here, folks? How about bathroom scales being taken out of school locker rooms? Because it makes certain people feel sad. Doesn't lower the bars of standards and expectations. Just makes them feel sad. So let's take the bathroom scales out. How about killing babies and selling baby parts to the highest bidder with no jails? And when the journalists film it, they get arrested and get fined. How about former UN advisors defending female genital mutilation? How about the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, paying $12 million to former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele? This came from hero ex-CIA Kevin Shipp. In order to gather info from second and third party sources, which turned out to be so-called Russian intelligence. And this information was leaked with John Brennan to get FISA warrants illegally to spy on President Trump and his cabinet. You can't make this stuff up, folks. We'll be back right after the break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For Vincent Finelli, and this is the last segment. And boy, I have so much more information to tell you folks, but it's just not going to happen. I want to thank everybody for listening. And I'm going to keep going on with my list, which is basically proving that when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job or keeping a job based on what group you're in, this is metastasized through political correctness, divide and conquer strategies by the elite in order to destroy America, destroy the middle class, and destroy the ability for everybody to control their own destiny. So what I'm asking people to do, and I'm going to go back to my my examples here, is I mentioned this earlier in the show. Please, silent majority, we need to read up, research up, speak up, and vote up. It's a lot less left-right paradigm than it is the aristocracy controlling the serfs. Keep in mind, there are some people, too, on the right, Republicans, that are called neocons and rhinos. And basically, they're traitors. They're traitors against the little people. Because when you sell out, when you're bought and paid for, you're basically selling out the little guy. Whether it be information, through distractions, through bread and circuses, doesn't matter. You're eliminating opportunity, dreams, goals, and the ability to pursue one's happiness. So, my next on the list is men going into female bathrooms and locker rooms, as long as a grown man identifies as a little girl. There's an article here. I'm going to read a comment by JP regarding what Charlize Theron, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing her name. She looks like an actress. She might be the actress who is on the Italian Job. Anyway, Trump administration violating transgender people's basic human rights, she says. Well, I'm going to read what JP says as a basically under the comment section. My daughter has a bigger right to go into the restroom or the shower in the gym without some mental patient that thinks they are a female joining her. Trans mentals can use this bathroom they are biologically born to. If they don't like that, they can wait to go to the bathroom and shower when they get home. President Trump is enforcing basic rights, the right to go to the bathroom God made you, and he made a man and a woman. Nowhere did he create transvestites. Trump making America great again and bringing sanity back, unquote. I just thought I would read that because we're getting into a point where things have just gotten stupid with social indoctrination. I mean, look at college. Clemson University expecting certain people to be on time is racist. University of California, they have chill zones and mats and beanbag chairs for naps. University of Michigan, Trump derangement syndrome, enlist services of psychologists in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. You can't make this crap up. University of Arkansas, eliminating C grades and start grades at the B-minus level. Nope. We're not reducing the bars of standards and expectations there. Several universities around the country are saying the American flag is a symbol of hate. Even though combat deaths, 99% were male. Work mortality, 95.4% male. Homicides, 76% male. Suicide, 75% male. All these people who fought for our freedoms and liberties, for our Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we just want to kick them off to the curb. How about the, here's a good one. College students intimidated by masculine wood paneling. We have really dialed it into stupid. Oh, if that insults anybody, just remember that Zuckerberg calls all of you on Facebook effing dummies and useful idiots. America and the Western world, I want to thank you for listening. I'm always humbled to be on the show and basically have my right of free speech in America. Thank you all and have a great day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.